Most of the times when you look joyful, peaceful, happy, younger and glowing, people are wondering, is it real or is it fake? Your level of peace, your level of receiving, your level of joy, which is very evident from your appearance, from your energy, will actually attract a lot of judgment from everyone around you. Now, judgment doesn't mean it's a bad thing, because judgment is where some people look at you and say, wow, you look so good, you look so joyful, you look so peaceful, you look so amazing. I want what you have. Judgment could also mean people look at you and say, oh, maybe she's faking it. Maybe he's just appearing to be too happy, but maybe he's not. What is this and what is happening? Hi, this is Ashwini Chube and welcome to the next episode on the Unicorn Podcast. In today's episode, we are looking at judgment from a distance or from within. Okay, let's not get there. Let's not get into the technicalities of what we are going to discuss, because most of the times I have observed that if I start the podcast with some topic in the mind, towards the end of podcast, I end up talking something else. But maybe that's what you needed to hear then, and that's what you need to hear today. How many times have you wondered that if you start being too happy, too abundant, too peaceful, do you really feel that good things don't last? Do you think it's going to all fizzle out? Or do you think you will attract jealousy, evil eye from everyone else? All of these are nothing but your judgments about yourself. Whenever there is judgment, there is no allowance. And whenever there is no allowance, your receiving stops. Which means you start creating situations which sabotage your own happiness. Why does it happen? It happens because we start judging ourselves as not good enough. We start feeling, oh, if things are going too good, something might just sabotage it. And our point of view creates our reality. Thus, we stop creating that sense of peace, that sense of joy, that sense of happiness. Sounds familiar? But what if you're truly willing to receive the judgment? What if instead of resisting the judgment, you can be in allowance of it? Allowance is where you have no point of view of what comes to you, whether this judgment comes from others or whether these judgments come from yourself. When judgments come from others, most of the times you have triggered others. You have triggered people because you are at so much level of joy and peace that they feel it's almost fake, or they feel it's almost impossible. Most of the time, this is because the reality where we are living in, we are told that happiness is not easy. And happiness means you are either faking it or you are on drugs. That's what people believe. Because too much sad is acceptable in this world, but too much happy is not acceptable. About 6 to 7 years ago, when I found the tools of Access Consciousness, everything around me started changing. Things in my life started dissolving. People in my life started quitting me. They started going away. And I felt, okay, what is happening? What is this? My large friend circle, my large social circle just started shrinking. I stopped pleasing others. I stopped wanting to fit in groups, to fit in people. I stopped proving myself to everyone else. When Access Consciousness bug bit me first, I was feeling that everything was changing. My life slowly started getting more and more peaceful. every time I started feeling peaceful, there was a part of me which would feel so afraid that I might lose this peace. And I started creating circles and cycles of drama and peace, of drama and peace, of drama and peace, until I started saying no to the drama and yes to the peace. When I went within and when I started using the tools, or rather when I started living the Access Consciousness way, things just started getting more and more peaceful. Every time I started getting my bars run or getting a body process run on me, shifts were big, huge. In the human reality, it would have been unbelievable. But I kept going. I did not let the drama created in the interim stop me from being me. And as the drama started dissolving, as the fake people, fake relationships, fake social circle started vanishing, I started becoming more and more me. As I started being more in allowance of everything around me, the ones who were near and dear to me and who had not left or who had not quit the circle started being in more allowance of me. And when they started being in more allowance of me, I started getting more authentic. Did I change them? Not at all. I was just doing my own work and everything around me was shifting. But one thing which was constant in all of this was I was in allowance of everything. I was in allowance of the judgment of everyone around me who had for me. I did not resist the judgment. I just allowed it to come in and just allowed it to move through me, to pass through me. And when I started receiving judgments, when I was in allowance of everything that was coming to me, my financial reality changed. The financial reality, which was maybe 5-6 years ago, totally shifted. I could tangibly see my income changing, doubling, growing. And how does it get even better than this? A lot of times we resist this judgment. We resist that when we grow, we will lose people, or people will be jealous of us, or we will attract evil eye. But the truth is, none of this matters, because you are an infinite being. You are capable of having infinite possibilities showing up for you. But it totally, totally depends on how much you are willing to receive. There are so many of my friends and family who have used tools of Access Consciousness. Some of them even tell me that, Ashwini, it didn't work for me. Maybe it works for you. Maybe you are lucky. But my only advice, or my only suggestion would be, you will only receive to the extent you are willing to receive. And if you are willing to receive the judgments and everything and each and everything which shows up on your way, you will receive more than you can imagine. I'm still receiving from the first foundation class I attended about 6 years ago, or my first bars class which I attended about 7 years ago, and all the classes thereafter, and everything which has been happening in the universe. And every time something shows up, my only question is, okay, so how does that get even better than this? And what else is even possible? Once you become the energy And once you start living the access consciousness way, everything, just everything changes for you. And you start being the energy, the potency of change. Remember, change is constant. The only thing you have is a choice. The choice whether to be in allowance or the choice whether to not be in allowance. If you are in allowance of everything, of the judgments, of everything around you, you will start creating more than what you can even imagine. So are you willing to receive? Are you willing to truly be you? Are you willing to be judged at someone who you truly are? Or maybe something which you truly not? Because we cannot define ourselves. We are infinite beings. And everything about us is just growing and growing and growing. I hope this podcast really met you and gave you those aha moments what you needed today. If you would like to book an Access Bars class with me or an Access Consciousness beginners class with me, do get in touch on inbox.unicorninsight@gmail.com. To find an Access Consciousness facilitator in your area, in your geographical place, you can log on to www.accessconsciousness.com. Sending you lots of ease, joy, and glory, and gratitude for listening to this. Thank you.